historic tax relief for the American people. That's what President Trump promised today at a speech in Indiana.
We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair for everyday Americans.
Author and journalist T.R. Reid spent a year traveling around the world to see how other people pay taxes. He watched enviously as his Dutch friend Michael filed his returns.
He pops a beer. He goes online. He looks at the form that the government has filled out because the government knows all the numbers, just like the IRS knows all the numbers.
Wow.
They fill out the form. If it looks right, you check OK and you're done in 5 minutes.
But T.R. Reid's Dutch friend is still a bit skeptical.
Michael says to me, he says, I'm what you guys would call a Republican. I don't trust government. So, you know, I start checking the numbers. And now he's getting really mad. He says, you know, sometimes you start checking the numbers, it can take 15, 20 minutes just to pay your taxes, he says. He was ticked off.
Wow.
Average American family, according to the IRS, a family at the median income of $56,000 spends 13 hours a year gathering the data and filling out forms, and an average of $370 paying somebody to do it for them. In other countries, it's a matter of minutes and it costs nothing. And the really striking thing, Marco, we could do that too.
In Japan, a country you know quite well, how does the tax system work there?
Their tax day is April 1st, and the government sends you a postcard in early March. It says, we think you earned this much. We withheld this much. We owe you X amount in refund. We'll put it in your bank account on April 1st. And if that looks right to you, you do nothing. You file the card away. If you don't like their numbers, then you go into the tax office.
So in comparison, the American tax system is really way more complex. Let's just talk about the tax rate compared to other countries. TR, let me give you a quick audio quiz. It is true or false, and it's in response to this.
We have the highest tax rate anywhere in the world, and our middle class is being absolutely destroyed.
Was Donald Trump on the campaign trail last year. T.R. Reid, is the president accurate? Do Americans pay the highest tax rate of any place in the world?
No, Marco, that's an alternative fact. You take all the state, local, federal, liquor, gas, et cetera, taxes that everybody pays as a percentage of GDP, of total wealth. And by that standard, guess what? Of the 35 richest countries, the U.S. ranks 33rd. In total tax burden. We're undertaxed. We pay less in income tax and Social Security tax, tobacco tax than other countries. Where the president has a point is the corporate tax rate. Our corporate tax rate is higher than our competing countries. And that's one of the things the Republicans are talking about doing. I think the Democrats agree, reduce the corporate tax rate somewhat. And maybe that would reduce the incentive for American companies to move their profits overseas.
Do corporations actually pay those taxes in the long run? And aren't those corporate taxes also offset by massive opportunities for write-offs?
Yeah, any company that paid the 35% rate would fire its chief financial officer the next morning. Nobody pays the full rate. But even if you take the effective rate, that is the amount companies actually pay, which averages around 16 to 18%, that's higher than in most of our competing countries. So all the other countries reduced their corporate taxes in this century, and America did not. So that's something we ought to do. And the way you pay for it is you take away some of the hundreds and hundreds of giveaways that have been added to the tax code for specific companies. They write a whole section of the law that helps, and they never say what the name of the company is. They say, for any company that was incorporated in Delaware on October 13th, 1916. Well, that's General Motors, but they never say it. And the tax code is full of those. And I will say that the Republican plan released today, it says we're going to lower tax rates by taking away exemptions and deductions. The only flaw is they don't say which exemptions and deductions they're going to take away. And that's where the fight's going to come.
It seems like you can go all the way back to Benjamin Franklin and his line, the only two things that are certain in life are death and taxes. And since then, it seems Americans just don't have a good word to say about taxes. But other countries, it's kind of the opposite, isn't it? I mean, you write, in fact, that in Japan, one of the most beloved movies is about a charming but tenacious tax auditor.
Yeah, Marumoto Nobuko. She's kind of the Meg Ryan of Japan. And in this movie, a taxing woman, or audit bureau woman is what it's called, she goes after the biggest tax cheat in Japan and follows his Rolls Royce around on her little red scooter. And in the end, she finds the document that will send this tax cheat to jail, and the whole audience cheers. Can you imagine us casting Meg Ryan as a tax auditor? I don't think so. But in other countries, the tax bureau, nobody likes paying taxes, but the tax bureau in other countries is a highly respected organization. They have blazers, they have baseball caps, they have bands, they have mascots. People are proud to work in the tax agency because people respect their work. In the United States, the IRS recommends that its employees not tell people where they work. Just say, I'm a federal employee.
Yeah. T.R. Reid's latest book is A Fine Mess, A Global Quest for a Simpler, Fairer, and More Efficient Tax System. Thanks for being with us, T.R.
Great to be on your air again, Marco. Thanks.